Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't feel, touch a country in the city.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's a little Atlanta rhythm section bringing us back. Doraville. That's a little suburb that's hard to find these days. It's been absorbed by the city of Atlanta. I'm glad you're here. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth, former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. Interesting that your old stomping grounds, Diana, was the origination of this overtime rule. Could you imagine how something like that could have come out of the DOL when you were there?
Well, in fact, when I was there, we did redo the rule. We were the ones who put it up to 24,000,
right.
And we had a bright line test. We simplified this rule.
Right.
We made it a lot simpler. We brought it up to 24,000 because, believe it or not, overtime is the biggest area of employment litigation.
Mm-hmm.
So people sue employers saying, I should have been paid overtime. They don't really know the answer because the law was so unclear. So in 2004, we made it a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm.
We drew these what we called bright line tests, and we put in the 24,000. So I can quite believe that the other side went and redid it.
Right, right. So one of the things I want to talk to you about before you go is you're pretty excited about a Trump administration, aren't you?
I am really enthusiastic. I'm one of his campaign advisors, at least I was one of his campaign advisors, and Donald Trump is solidly committed to rolling back these regulations. And rolling back the regulations, this was a particularly difficult one because it took effect December 1st before the new administration came in. Others that take place later in the year, such as the rule about brokerage houses, small stock brokers having to act in the best
right.
interest of their clients.
That's part of the Consumer Protection Bureau nonsense, isn't it?
Actually, it was a labor. It's another labor.
That was DOL. Yes.
DOL is causing all kinds of trouble, and Secretary Perez has been rebuked 3 times in the last 6 months by the courts.
The courts are just slapping Obama's administration's edicts back left and right,
especially the Labor Department. Secretary Perez is a community activist. He was in Kassam, Maryland before he had at one time in his career. He's a community activist. He does not believe in sticking to the law.
Right. Yeah, that's really something. So what are some other things? I was excited about Secretary Price, the incoming president, Secretary, I should say, of HHS.
Right, there is no better person to roll back Obamacare.
Who hates Obamacare.
58% of people, and he's a doctor, you should say.
Small
he's a medical doctor himself.
Small businesses hate Obamacare, small businesses.
Right, exactly, yes, exactly.
It's hurt, it's cost us money, it's reduced our coverage, and it's made it difficult to employ people.
Right, exactly. Yes. It's raised the cost of employment.
My own family's health care costs have doubled, Diana.
Yeah.
And our coverage has gone down.
It's going to lower health care costs.
We only have, in our state, we have one insurance provider for private health care. One. The other one moved out.
It's not worth it for these insurance providers because the government has mandated a very broad, generous plan that most people don't want or need. So you have to get pediatric dental care, even if you don't have any children.
I'm having to pay for that, even though I don't have any little children. Exactly.
Exactly. You have to get mental health coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get drug abuse coverage.
Those mandates. Here's what's so stupid about that, Diana. They could have left that out. Nobody would have blamed anybody. Nobody would have complained. And it would have made the law somewhat acceptable. The mandates is what caused the price to go up, and they didn't even have to have it. It's just another example of them wanting to control everything.
Exactly, yeah. When President Obama said, if you like your plan, you can keep it, he didn't tell people that he was making a lot of plans not Obamacare compliant.
Right.
So they would have to change. And when they had to change, of course, the price went up because they had to add more things, not take them away.
I like what Price said. This is, by the way, folks, this is a member of Congress, from a House of Representatives from Georgia.
And he's a doctor.
He's an orthopedist.
Doctor.
That's exactly right. He said the federal government should not be involved in our health care. I like that statement.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that bodes well for the new administration.
So Diana's really excited about Mr. Trump. We'll bring her back again over the next year or so, of course, and see how all that plays out. Hey, Diana, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You're always welcome. Diana Fritschgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget economics21.org. You'll thank me later for telling you about that website. It's a good one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.